Omalei, what do you want from me though? Omalei adab rei, betray katli kotlis lei. You want to kill him twice? In other words, she is your mother-in-law. That's chal first. So you're asking me, when she gets married, when she remarries, she also becomes an eishes ish to you. Mazel tov, so what? But if you live with her, that's the cloud. You get the more, we can only kill you once. Which misa do we give you? The more chomedik misa. So anyway, you have to receive Sreifa. If you want to make an afkamina, that she's an eishes ish. So when did Rabbi say his halacha? When did Rabbi Avua say his halacha? So Rashi says, if you would have done b'shegig, if you would have done the avera b'shegig, you did not realize she's your mother-in-law. You thought she's your wife, and it comes out she's your mother-in-law. In such a case where you're shegig, there's an afkamina. How many chatois do you have to bring? In such a case, you'd have to bring two chatois. At first, she was your mother-in-law, and then she remarried, she became an eishes ish. So the second issa was an issa meisiv. Therefore, we would say you have to bring two chatois. But here that we're talking about misa, there's no nafkamina. You cannot kill a person twice. Now the Mishnah says, Mish chiddush, Mish shaloka v'shona. Somebody did an avera once, and Beth Din gave him malchus. V'shona, he did the same avera a second time, and they gave him malchus a second time. And now the person goes and does the same avera a third time. So the Mishnah says, a chiddush, Beth Din machnis nois lakipa. Beth Din has the right now to put him into jail, into a small room. We lock him up and we starve him to death there. He dies. What do we do? Here the Mishnah says, we'll soon see, this is the second process. That the next Mishnah says, first we give him old bread and water and small water to drink that makes his stomach shrink a little bit. And then we feed him, now we feed him barley, until his stomach burst open. The kids, so we have him killed. It's a Shevli Altaza type of a Misa. But since the person did the Avera twice already, and he received Malchus, and now he did the Avera the third time, now Bezna has the right to have him killed. So Mar asks the question, why? Mishum Dolaka Vishana Bezdin Koins Nois Lakipa. Just because Bezdin hit a person twice, gave a person twice Malchus, does that give Bezdin the right now to kill him? He's not Chayiv Misa, he didn't do an Avera of a Chayiv Misa. So Amar Rav Yirmiya, Amar Rav Shimon ben Lakish. Shana Mishnah is like this. We're talking about over here in the Mishnah that the person did a chet that really is chayiv koros for. It's a lav sheyesh by koros. And our Tana holds that if the edim there gave him hasro, tell him don't do this lav, because it's a lav and you receive malchus. So we hold you receive malchus, even though there's a koros involved also. But since kris is just you die early b'day shemayim, it's not really a mises b'day yodam. Therefore, if you warn him for malchus, he'll receive Malchus for the love. So that's what we're talking about. That this person did a chet that is chayiv koros, but since they warned him for Malchus, he received Malchus. He did that once. The gavra bar katolu. Really, after doing the chet once, the person is chayiv misa. He's chayiv koros. Just the pshat is, ukroi v'hu delay mikrav kotlay. Like min hashemayim, they did not bring about his death yet. Really, he's chayiv koros, he's chayiv misa. Just koros is b'day shemayim, Hashem could take his time. So the time did not come yet. Now there's a swara, v'chi von d'chom avati le'nafshei. Since he himself is doing this chet three times, he does not care about it. He's like giving up his soul. He's b'mavati, he's giving up his nefesh. He doesn't care about this chet. Therefore, it's a svar, Bezna has a right now, Mekarvin Leila Katli Eloyu, Bezna has a right now to make closer, bring closer, the Chiv Koros. So again, they're not doing a positive action of killing him, but rather it's a type of a Shevi Atas that we're just sitting back and watching him die by starvation. And while we're starving him, we give him this barley that makes his stomach crack open. But that's a svar, that since anyway he's Chiv Koros, and now he's Mavata Nashay, Bezna has a right to bring that Misa closer.
And
we'll soon see the next Mishnah. Now the Gemara says, Ya'omalei Rabbi Yaakov Rabbi Yirmiya Bar Tachlipa, Toa Asav V'lechua, come and I'll explain to you also, Pshan our Mishnah is, B'malkiya Shal Koros Achas. We're talking about that this person did already twice the same chet that he's Chayat Koros for. And he did it a third time, and by the third time, now we do this, we bring him the Kippah. Avol shel shtayim v'shel sholosh krisus. Let's say we gave him Malchus twice or three times already, but each time it was for a different avera. He did a different avera each time. Then we do not kill him. Isuru de kotoyim. He's just going around trying to try out different averas. But for le mevarta kulihai, he did not like give up his nefesh to the Aveira. He's not sold to the Aveira. The Gemara always says, Kiva v'shana v'shalash, nasa like heter. Once you do an Aveira two or three times, it's mamish like nothing to you. That's called you gave yourself over to the Aveira. If you just do it one time, the pshat is you're just trying it out, like, you're not going to be addicted to it one time, so that's not so bad. Therefore, if you do three different Aveiras, we would not have you killed. Now, Mishalaki v'shana. Zemara says, Shana, Mashma, you gave him Malkus twice. Afagav delay shilish. We did not give him three times Malkus yet. It's not the pshat, we gave him three, and then the fourth time we have him killed. Mashma, no, he did the Avera twice before, and we gave him Malkus twice. Now when he does the Avera the third time, we have him killed even without Malkus. So if so, Lema Masbisant like Hashem ben Gamliel. Our Mishnah should not be like Hashem ben Gamliel. The Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, he says, a person, nothing has the chazaka until it happens three times. Like the Haviminer here is, if a person does something three times, that's called maskaratzle. It's a chazaka, he's a muhsak to do the avera. He's not going to stop doing this avera. So once he does it three times, he has a chazaka, that's what he is. But according to Shimon Gamliel, it has to be done three times. See, here, he only did the avera twice. How come the third time do we give him Isa? Because the Havmina is, you have to have three times Malkus. If he's a Muxa to receive Malkus three times, then the fourth time we can kill him. But here we only receive Malkus twice, so why do we kill him? So of course, not like a Shimon ben Gamliel, but rather it's like Rebbe Shita, that Rebbe holds two times is a good Chazaka. So Mara says, no, I'm a Ravina, I'll tell you, I feel the same as Shimon ben Gamliel. Even our Mishnah could come out good according to Shimon ben Gamliel, because that you need three times to give a Chazaka. When is he called a mukhsar that for sure he's going to keep on doing this Aveira? Only if it happens three times. But I'll tell you, Kisavar, the Tana now Mishnah holds, that Aveiras Machzikos, that once he did the Aveira three times, that's the Chazaka. So true, here first two times he did it, he's not a mukhsar to keep on doing the Aveiras, so Bezman just gave him Malkus. But when he does the Aveira the third time, now we see this person as a mukhsar to do the Aveira. So we do not need the Malkus three times. It's enough just the fact that he did the Avera three times. We see like he's addicted to this Avera. He'll keep on doing it. Therefore, we have to have him killed. So that's called Averis Mazikus. But not, you do not need Malkus three times. Mesra, I have a question. Is this true? It says a Braiso over Avera Shiesh Bo Malkus Pamrishaino Ushniya Malkinois. If you do a Chet, Mestam, it's a Chet that has chorus to it, but you warned him for Malkus. So the first two times he does this Aveira, we give him Malkus. Or Shlishis, if he does it a third time, the same Aveira, then it says clearly, like our Mishnah, Kaintz a nice keeper, we lock him up in jail and have him starve to death. But Abishur Loimer, no, Afish Shlishis Malkinoisoi, even the third time he does this Aveira, still we only give him Malkus. But Revius, the fourth time, then Kaintz a nice keeper, then we take him into the jail to be starved. So you see, according to Abishol, he goes like a Shimon ben Gamliel, that you need three times for the Chazaka, but he holds you have to receive Malkus three times. So the Chur, my love, isn't it that the Kuli Alma Malkus Mazikus? You see a price here, both of Tanakam and Abishol both hold, you need Malkus to give the Chazaka. It depends upon how many times you receive Malkus yet, do we say you're addicted or not. So what's the machlokes then? Over plukta the Rebbe of Shimon ben Gamliel, the Tanakama that says after two times Malkus we can have you killed. He goes like Rebbe. The Rebbe yields two times as a chazaka. So if you had two times Malkus, you're addicted, we have you killed. But if Shimon ben Gamliel holds no, chazaka is always three times. Therefore, we have to see and receive Malkus three times first. But I call upon him, we see what gives the chazaka here Malkus and not the Avera. So Mara says, "Lo, I tell you, maybe it's not the pshat over here. I tell you, the Kula Yalma is to the Shimon ben Gamliel. Both of them here hold like a Shimon ben Gamliel. That of course you need three times to make a chazaka. The Hocha, but over here I tell you, Parocha Miflagi. This is the Machlekes over here. The Mas Sovra Averus Machzikus. The Tanakama, this Bryce is like our Mishnah that holds if you do the Avera three times, that's what makes you addicted. That's the Chazaka. Therefore, when you did the Avera the third time, now Bezna has the right to have you killed.
But umasav avishol holds no malchus machzikos.
That's a new svara. That's not enough. You did the avera. You have to receive the punishment of the avera. If the person receives a punishment and still he keeps on doing the avera, that's a proof he's mafkir atzmoi. But just the fact he did the avera, so what? He thinks he'll get away with it. That's not so bad. But if a person did the avera three times and he received already the punishment three times, and now still he goes on and does it more, that's a proof he's really addicted to it. That's called a chazaka. But without the punishment, the yod, that's not called a chazaka.
So okay, so our mishnah comes good according to the Tanakhama.
What
the time went like this? His true boy. Let's say we warned the person for shasak, and the person kept quiet.
Which this alone is not called the good hasro alalocha that we hold. Hasro has to be that the person answers back and says, "Afal pikein, you're warning me to stop, not to do this avera." He answers back, "Even so, I hear what you're saying, but I'm still going to do it."
Here he did not answer back so much. Here the person just kept quiet. Or else his true boy, they warned the person, stop doing this avera. He shook his head, like say, "Don't bother me." But he did not say, even so. So it's not called a real good hasro here. So it's like this. Pam rishonu shniya masrim boy. If he did the avera once, then twice, we still warn him. Shlishis, if he did this avera three times already, kaitza nice lakipa. We have a right now to have him killed. Even though we do not give him Malkus here. Because this hasro is not a good hasro for Malkus.
So you see, just doing the avera two times, he does the avera the third time, for that alone will have him killed.
Abishur loimer. No, even the third time we have to warn him. It's only the fourth time that we have a right to kill him. But here, even the third time, we cannot have him killed. The question is, why not? For awesome over here, Malkus Lekka. Here, this person is not receiving Malkus anyway.
Because it was not a good hasro. The person never answered back and said, "Afal pikein, I'm going to do the avera." So we're not giving him Malkus anyway. So according to this price, what's the shot over here? Why do we have to wait until the fourth avera? Obviously, here we're going, you do not need Malkius to make him into a Rasha. It's enough the fact he's doing the avera. So what's the Machlokes here? Look who here, he did the avera three times already. He's a Muchsuk. So why should Abishol say, you have to wait till the fourth time? What do you have to wait till the fourth time for? So what's the Machlokes over here?
For my Kamiflagi. So Marin says, yes, I'll tell you some Machlokes like this. Amar Ravina, Bekipa Tzricha Hasro Kemiflagi.
The Machlokes says that before Bezdin puts him into the keeper, does Bezdin have to warn him first? That's the pshat. Does Bezdin have to warn him?
So it's like this.
Right. In other words, he does the Avera three times. So after doing the Avera three times, he's a muhsik to be an Avarian. So really, right now, we have a right to put him into the keeper. Just Abishol holds, you have to warn the person before he does the Avera that if you do this Avera once more, you should know you're going to be killed now. That's what you have to. So therefore, after the three times, he's mukhsa to be an Avarian. Now we know that if we see him do the Avera one more time, we're going to warn him that if you do it a fourth time, you're going to be killed, and then we can kill you. But without the Asura, we can't kill you. The Tanakhama holds no. This punishment of a keeper, it's not really a misa bezdin that you need dini hasro. It's just a shevi atasa type of a misa that bezdin could do it without hasro. That's the machlokes.
But the you need a smachta for this. In other words, first of all, my keeper. What is this keeper? How big? What type of a room do you put him into?
Amar Rav Yehuda Malik Kamasai. You have a room made to fit him. It's his height. The room is exactly his height. He just about gets in there and that's it. He can't move around. He's locked up there. Now, Behechir Misa, where's the remez in the Torah for such a type of a Misa that Bezdin has the right to kill, like just for doing an Avera three times? Where is the proof that the Avera alone has the right to kill you?
Amar Resh Lakish, the Pasuk says, to Moiseis Rasha Ro, Mashma, that Ra alone would kill a Rasha. The Avera alone, even though he's not really an Avera Shechai by Misa, but because the Avera become Ra, for that alone, Rashi says, Misha Huchsek Rasha, to Misasa Rasai, his Ra alone will have him killed. So you see, it's such a smack like that. The Yom HaShlach, another Pasuk, what's the Pasuk say? Kigam lo yod oda mesita, a person does not know when he's going to go. Kidogim, like a fish, shenechazim b'mitzud ra. That sometimes a fish is caught in a bad trap. Now, my mitzud ra, what kind of trap? There's one trap, you catch a fish. What do you mean, a bad trap? Amir HaShlach is chicha. It means, a hook. He's fish that's caught by hook. Because a fish could be caught two ways. You catch him in a net. When you catch him in a net, he has no pain, calls him when he's in the water. It's only when you take him out of the water, that's when he starts to die. But if you catch a fish with a hook, as soon as the hook goes into him, even in the water, he has his pain. So say that's the mashkir also. A rasha, as soon as he starts to do his avera, that alone is more painful for him. In other words, really comes out madna, that if a person did the avera with hasrua, definitely kills him. The killing of Bezdin is not so painful. Bezdin chops off his head 1 second. They stone him 1 second. He dies fast. It's an easier misa. Here, a person without asra gets a much worse or harder misa. Here, they starve you to death. It's a more painful type of a misa. How come? So that's this part here that sometimes here, because of your rishis, your ra, you deserve a worse type of a punishment. So that's this dugma here of a hook. A hook kills the fish, it's much more painful, and it starts when he's even in the water, when he's alive. Here also, you put him into the keeper, you lock him up, even when he's alive, he's starting to starve, his death goes slowly. Now the Mishnah says, Horig nefesh shloi b'yedim. Let's say somebody killed somebody, and we do not have kosher edim. We'll see in the Gemara. They are edim there, like we know the truth is he killed, just for a psak din of bezdin, to give him isa, we don't have good edim. So, what do we do with such a murderer? Is again, machnis nois lekipa. We have a right to put him into the jail and starve him. How do we do it? Here the Mishnah says, O machil nois lechem tzar. We give him old bread. O mayim lachatz, and dirty water to drink. As we give him a small amount of water and bread, that his stomach starts to shrink. And then what the Mishnah before says, then we feed him the barley, and then his stomach bursts open. Now the Mishnah says, Mino yadirin. How do we know that he killed? You're telling me a person killed without Edim, so how do we know he's a real murderer that we should put him in even Bekeeper? Omar Rav, B'Edis Miuchedis. We're talking about here, by Dina Nefasha, is Edis Miuchedis. There were two Edim. One saw from this window, one saw from the other window. But they did not see together. So the special Xeris Akostov, that's for Dina Nefasha, you cannot use such Edim. But Lamaisa Bezdin knows now through two people saw Reuven kill Shimon. So Bezdin knows the truth. Just as we can't give him Misa, therefore we put him a keeper. Shmuel Amar Shloi Beyasro. In the case where two Edim saw the action, but nobody warned him. So they know he killed the Mezid, but there's no Hasro. We can't kill him with a Misa's Bezdin. We give him put him a keeper. For Rav Chizdom Ravimi, the guy in the Yechushe Bebdikos, V'lo Yischachesh Bechakiros. That we had two Edim here saying they saw the action that Reuven killed. When Bezdin started to check them out, there was a chosha that they disagreed, the B'dikas, which we can't use them now for Misa, but still we see the Edim are telling the truth. Because it's not like we learned. Maisel Botko Ben Zakai B'Uktsay Tainim. Ben Zakai asked the two Edim, did you realize there was near you telling me a Tainim, a fig tree? How was the bark of the fig tree? Was it big? Was it small? So one says it was big, one says it was small. Now, that doesn't say the lies, that avada, the actual action, took place. Just as a noob soul in Dina in the Nefoshos, you need B'dikas. If we see Achoshu, we can't use them to have the person killed. But Bezdin knows the truth is that Reuven did kill Shimon. That's our Mishnah, that Bezdin still has the right to have him killed, just with a Shevi Atasa. Now it says, Machil Noise Lechem Tzar Mayim Lachetz. For the Mor Maishin Ahokot, Tani Noise Lechem Tzar Mayim Lachetz. Here the Mishnah says, by a murderer, you have to feed him bread and water. And before my Shina Hossam, the Mishnah before it said, by Malchus three times, the Tzadim Machil Maisei Sarim, it says there, we give him barley teat. Asha Kirisai Mispakas, till his stomach burst open. On Rosh Hashanah, there's no stira. Edi v'idi Noisim Loi, we do both. Any time of Kippur, we do both. First we give him Lechem Saramayim Lachatz, old bread and dirty water. Asha Yuktan Meyev, till his stomach starts to shrink a little bit. For other, when his stomach is shrinking now, machil noisay serim achekrisim espakas. Now we give him barley, and that finishes it off. Barley explodes in the stomach, in the shrinking stomach. Barley explodes, and his stomach explodes with it. So we do both. There's no stira. Now the Mishnah says, ha goynef es hakisvo. If somebody steals the kisvo, the Gemara explains that the kli shoros. There's a kli shoros in the base of Migdish, and somebody comes in and steals it, takes it away. V'hamakalal b'koysim. Somebody that curses Hashem b'koysim with kishif or with avodah zarah. He uses the name of his avodah zarah to curse Hashem. Or else, v'haboyal armis. Somebody lives with a shiksa, with a guy, Rashi says, bas oivit chavim. He lives with the daughter of a guy. So halacha is, even though for these averus you're not really chayiv misa, bezdin will not kill you, but there's a klal of kanoyim poikim boy. Somebody that's a kinil Hashem, somebody that can't stand for Hashem's sake, he can't stand to see the way ra is being done, he has the right to come and kill this person, to stop the avera. Rashi says, "Bnei Yodam Ksherim." It has to be kosher people. Hamis Kanoim Kinas Shemokim. They have revenge for Hashem. So Poikim Boy Bishor Shuroina Samaisa. They only have a right to do this at the time when the person is doing the avera. But if the person stops doing the avera, then you have no right to kill him anymore. That's called Kanoim Poikim Boy. We'll see the whole Gemara here. Now, what's going to be Koyin Sheshimish Betumah? A Kohen went into the Beis HaMikdash and did the Avodah when he's Tomei. So the Lachur is what? The Avodah is Mischalol and the person is Chayiv Misa B'dei Shemayim. Now, Ein Ochiv HaKohanim Mevi Noisel HaBezdin. So Kohanim, the other brothers, cannot stop take him to Bezdin to have him killed, because he's not Chayiv Misa Bezdin, he's only Chayiv Misa B'dei Shemayim. There's no purpose in taking him to Bezdin. El Abod, if the Kohanim see him right now, Pirkei Kuna, the young Kohanim right now, they have a right to take him outside the Avera, outside the Beis HaMikdash, they could bust open his brains, pigzirim, with clubs of wood. So they take a wooden club, and they could break open his head. It's the Hemshev, there's all type of a Kanoim Poikimbo. If you see the Kohen right now in the Beis HaMikdash, that's Tomei, during the Avera, so any time the type of an Avera is Chayim Misa B'dei Shemayim, you have a right to come and take him and stop him by killing him right now. That's also called Kanoim Poikimbo. Now, Zar Shashimish B'Mikdash. What's going to be if a regular Yisroel, not a Kohen, goes in and does the Avera in the Beis HaMikdash? We have a Kiva Raima B'Chenik. He's chayiv misa b'day adam. The misa is chenik. V'chom maimer no b'day shemayim. It's only chi b'day shemayim. We'll see in the Gemara what the machlokes is. The other one says my kisva. What does the Mishnah mean if somebody steals a kisva? What is this kisva? Amar Rav Yehuda kli shoris. It's the kelim in the Beis HaMikdash. A kli shoris, a vessel that they used to serve Hashem with. V'chein uem is also supposed to says v'yes kishoyis hanesach. And I see the Targum says like Kshoyis, it says Kisva, so that's what Kisva means, the Kshoyis HaNesach, the cups they use to catch the blood to make the Nisach, or else the Nisach HaMayim this is for. And some say this was the Tzedukim, that they argued on Nisach HaMayim, they held there's no mitzvah Nisach HaMayim, so they went into the Beis HaMikdash and they went to steal these Kalim for the Nisach HaMayim. So for such a chet, there's an Indian of Kanoyim Poikimbo. The Eichir Remiza, where's the Remez in the Torah to say there's a Chiv Misa? Now, why we don't kill the person? But where's the Remiza to say that there's such a Chomer that there'll at least be a loch of Kanoyim Poikimbo? If somebody else sees him doing it, he has a right to kill him right there. The Pasuk says, V'lo Yovoy Liras Kabbalah HaKadosh Remesu. You should not come and see the way Kabbalah means is being stolen, being swallowed up, being taken away, as HaKadosh, a Klisharis, Remesu, the person would die. Even though that's not the Kshutai, the Pshutai of the Pasuk is, Rashi says, Yikha Krob Leviim Tziv Shehuzeru Shaliris Besilek Masoyis Beshas Achnosis Kelim Lunartik. When they put the Kelim away, they should look at it. That's the Yikha Pasuk. I call upon them, there's a remiss here that if somebody's coming to steal a Klisharis from Mesu, there's some type of a Misa, at least that there's a Klal of Kanoyim Poikimboy. Now the Mishnah says, V'yamakala b'koysim. You're cursing Hashem with koysim, with this type of kishif, or with this avodah zarah you have. Tony, Rav Yosef learns like this. It means, yake koysim es koysmai. It means, yake koysim, you're cursing Hashem like with your God, with your avodah zarah. That's the chet here. Rashi says, yake koysim es koysmai, shemakala al kape mala. You mean to curse Hashem, the koysim, with their idol. Yaka koysim zeas koysma haino kape malish. And I say, son of Mela Bliboy, he puts his avoid zor into his mind, and with that he wants to curse Hashem. Rabbonin vitema rabba ba mori amri is like this. Yakeyu koysim loy. That like his avoid zor should curse you, his enemy. Ulakainai, your God, means Hashem. Ulamaknayo, the people that he created, Bnei Yisrael. That's what the person has to do. So you see a person doing like this, So for this, even though really it's chayiv Mrs. Bezdin, but if somebody right now sees it, can't take it, he has a right now to stop the person and kanoyim poikim boy. So it has to be on a split second, because when the person finished saying it already, then you can't kill him anymore. You only have a right to kill him b'shas the person is doing the avera. So you have to be sharp that second that he's cursing. You have a right to stop him by killing him. Then it says Mishnah va'boyel armois. Somebody lives with a shiksa, with a goya, also another Jew, if he's an emissary kanoi, he has a right to kill him. Bois menei rav kana mirav. Loi poga boy kanoi yamai anshayu. What's going to be if a kanoi did not kill the person? A Jew lived